Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Here he is with all the music news you're going to need for another week. Our expert, Gary Graff. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. We're great, good actually. Today's a great day.
Yeah, got a win yesterday to open up the series with the Rockies, so yeah. Things are good. Game two today at 3 o'clock. But that's sports. We're talking about music. A lot of deaths this week in music.
This was a tough week. I mean, the biggest of them was Jeff Emerick, who was the Beatles' legendary recording engineer. He was George Martin's right-hand man over at EMI Studios and really on everything, you know, Revolver, Sgt. Pepper's, the White Album, Magical Mystery Tour, Yellow Submarine. You know, Jeff Emerick was the guy, you know, who had his hands on the control. He did the Free as a Bird and Real Love anthology songs, you know, back in the mid-90s. So, you know, and then he worked on Paul McCartney's solo projects, all the America albums that George Martin did, Cheap Trick, Mott the Hoople, Robin Trower, Jeff Beck, Supertramp, The Zombies, you know, just a huge, huge career. And, you know, really, really one of the titans in that field. Peggy Sue, as in Peggy Sue, I Want You, you know, Buddy Holly. Peggy Sue Garen Rackham passed away in Lubbock, Texas on Monday. She was 78. And the others this week, Marty Balin from the Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship, Otis Rush, famed Chicago bluesman, and Charles Aznavour, the crooner. So this was a tough week in terms of sustaining some big losses from the music world.
All right, well, let's talk about something a little more happy. Fleetwood Mac is out on the road.
Yeah, we finally got our first full-length look at the new Fleetwood Mac, the one without Lindsey Buckingham, but with Neil Finn and Mike Campbell from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. It was, as they promised, a show that digs deep, you know, digs deeper than it has before. Some of the Fleetwood Mac rarities, Tell Me All the Things You Do, which was from 1970, Hypnotized from 1973, Isn't It Midnight from the Tango in the Night album. I Can't Figure Out Why, but All Over Again from the Wretched Time album in 1995. That's how they closed the show. And it's got the right lyrics for where the band is now, but, you know, that seemed an odd choice. Mike Campbell, you know, they did do a Tom Petty song. They did and a Free Fallin' as part of the encore, and then Mike Campbell sang lead on Oh Well, very famous Fleetwood Mac song from back in the day, and then Neil Finn sang Don't Dream It's Over from Crowded House and I Got You from Split Ends. So they definitely, you know, it's a different Fleetwood Mac show than it's been, and I will say that's a good thing. I mean, as much as I think Lindsey Buckingham's amazing and have enjoyed Fleetwood Mac shows over the past decade or so, they were getting a little stale and needed to be refreshed, and it looks like they really did it this time.
Speaking of that sort of thing, and we are in the era of reboots, ABBA?
Yeah. So, you know, I guess at some events in England, Bjorn Ulvaeus, you know, one of the four, was talking to reporters and said, oh, yeah, a new album's possible, and he even hinted that they've been working on it. Now, you know, they popped out a new song earlier this year out of nowhere.
When was the last new album? 81?
Something like that. It was like 83.
80? Okay.
I didn't know it was that long ago.
I'm sorry. 81. The Visitors was the last album.
Hey, since we're talking about Mike Campbell for a second, the Tom Petty thing that they put together, An American Treasure, is available for early orders.
Yeah, that,
pre-orders.
Well, no, that came out last week. Came out last Friday, and it's out, you know, four discs. You know, if you're a Petty fan, there's a lot of really cool stuff on this. You know, like remixes, demos.
Well, you just answered my question. Really, do I need to get it?
You should. I mean, there is a two-disc version of it as well. And if you're the casual Petty fan, that's the way to go. If you're a real, real Petty fan, you know, the four-disc set, it's got a lot of...
What's a real, real Petty fan?
You know, I guess if you like the album, Let Me Up, I've Had Enough.
It's a great album. It's one of my favorites.
Okay, so you should get the four-disc.
Yeah.
There are others who, you know, some... If that one didn't do it for you, get the two-disc.
All right. Led Zeppelin, how many times are they going to go to court to fight over Stairway to Heaven.
Well, at least one more. You know, we know that they are, you know, of course, last year they prevailed. They were found innocent, you know, not guilty of plagiarizing the Spirit song, Taurus.
Oh, right.
But the plaintiff appealed in that, you know, in that case, claiming that, and the appeals court agreed that it was a tainted trial because the jurors were not allowed to hear the actual original studio recording of Taurus. And they also didn't hear the original recorded version of Led Zeppelin either. They were played new recordings by some guitarist who just, you know, who recorded them from the sheet music. And the plaintiff's, you know, contention, and again the appeals court agreed, was that the jury didn't hear the version of the song that the plaintiff claims Led Zeppelin heard, that it then copied. You know, they heard another version of the song.
So the answer is at least one more time.
Right, it's going to go back to trial, and I would assume the jury will hear the original recorded versions and get to make a decision based on that. And I got to say, as much as I don't think Led Zeppelin is guilty, I think in terms of court rules, this was probably the right decision.
What's the deal with Korn coffee?
You know, I mean, everybody, you know, this is the thing with, you know, you can't sell music anymore, so you got to use your music as a vehicle to sell other things, whether it's wine or clothing or, you know, bedding or towels or anything. So Korn's going to launch a coffee brand called Korn Coffee, of course, with a K.
Yeah.
I created it with Jake Gerzy Coffee Roasters, who are good. It's just out, you know, certified fair trade whole beans. You know, so they say it's a distinctive blend from Ethiopia, Guatemala, and Peru. It has, not surprisingly, a strong flavor. I don't think you'd expect anything less from Korn. And
available just on the shelves next to Maxwell House?
Yeah, I think not everywhere. I mean, it's probably going to be more in boutique-y type of places and smaller grocers.
Well, there's Cora, there's Mrs. Folger, or there's Mrs. Olson, who sold Folgers, and then you got Korn.
Right.
What?
On the other side of the dinner table, all
Maxwell House and Korn.
Yeah.
The American Music Awards are coming up this week, and they get out. They're kicking this thing off. They're doing all they can to drag you in from the beginning because they got Taylor Swift as the opening act.
Well, right, and that's, you know, that's what you want to do. You want to have people tune in right at the start. Taylor Swift is going to open the show. Panic at the Disco is going to play Bohemian Rhapsody as a tribute to Queen. This is part of the ramp up for the Bohemian Rhapsody movie. They're going to be Panic at the Disco's performance will be introduced by the stars of the movie.
Is that going to be close to the original in sound alike? Is it going to be
as close as you can get?
Really?
I think it will sound. You know, and either Adam Lambert or Panic at the Disco are the ones to do this song. You know, Panic definitely has a lot of Queen in them. I could see Imagine Dragons doing it, too, but I think it'll be good. Cardi B, Mariah Carey, Halsey, Carrie Underwood, Ciara, Missy Elliott are going to be performing. Who else? Camila Cabello, Shawn Mendes. You know, it'll be the usual star-studded night if you're a rock fan. I think the Queen performance is going to be about it.
You can leave the car in the garage, huh?
This is a pop show. Yeah. This is a pop show. And so, you know, but it takes place. It's Tuesday night, the 9th, on ABC. And, you know, 3 hours, you know, something to have on in the background.
And finally, we have a third version of A Star is Born.
Right.
This time it's Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. And we should note Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real, which is a kick-ass band that's actually part of the movie. Lucas Nelson co-wrote a bunch of the music for the movie. So there's actually an authenticity here. This isn't like kind of faked up for Hollywood music. You know, there's a real authenticity.
Is Bradley Cooper singing?
He is singing.
That's Bradley Cooper singing that we hear in the promos.
Yep. Okay. And he's playing some guitar. And I talked to Lucas Nelson about the movie and working on the movie. And he said, you know, he taught Bradley how to hold the guitar right and how to hold his pelvis right in the movie and look like a rock star. Lady Gaga, of course, already knows this. I haven't had a chance to see it myself, but it's getting really, really strong reviews. People really seem to like this. So, like I said, it has a lot of ingredients to make it work.
Who else sang in a movie?
Well, you had, I mean, the best was Joaquin Phoenix and
Johnny.
Who was his co-star in Walk the Line.
Sissy Spacek is Loretta Lynn.
Well, Sissy Coal Miner's Spacek. Daughter. Yeah.
And, you know, Coal Miner's Daughter.
Those would be the big ones, right?
Walk the Line, the Johnny Cash, June Carter Cash, Joaquin, and boy, I'm forgetting who
Reese
was
Witherspoon, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
So anyway, they did a great job, you know, in that movie. So every now and then it happens. The guy's in Spinal Tap.
Well, they don't have to be great. They just have to not be bad, I think,
They have to not be bad and channel the character of the music.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't expect, you know, them to be like, wow, that was great. You know, like they're the Beatles or the Beach Boys or something like that with great harmony. Just don't be horrible.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And
but it was not George Clooney in...
Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
But that was okay. First of all, it was a fictional role. He wasn't creating.
Yeah, right.
He wasn't. And, you know, for what it was, I thought it was fine. He wasn't supposed, it's like the guys in the ABBA movies. They're not supposed to be good singers. I wish they weren't as bad as they are. When Pierce Brosnan opens his mouth, I'm thinking popcorn, but they don't have to be good in that role either.
All right. Not that we asked for it, but we'll finish with this. Elton John's Rocket Man, the trailers are coming out. And who plays Elton John?
It's Thomas Hardy.
He did a great job on the makeup.
He was the guy at one point, trying to think if it's Taron Egerton.
Okay.
From the new Spy series.
New Spy series.
With Colin Firth.
Oh boy.
And Man.
That's Kingsman.
The Kingsman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he's playing Elton in the movie. And that's coming out in May, but we're starting to get the previews. And
what is the point of this movie?
It's to tell Elton John's story.
Okay. All right. Is it?
And Elton is still around to refute it if it's wrong,
well,
right?
Involved. I mean, this is, you know, this is.
So this will be a big smooch. Do we see anything like him throwing fits or being a baby?
Yeah, they say there's going to be all that. I mean, he did let his husband, you know, he let David Furnish put out that documentary that, you know, you can't say cast Elton in the best light.
Right, so. Tantrums and tiaras.
Right.
Yeah.
So if he, you know, if Elton sees a nice paycheck at the end of all this, I think Elton's okay.
All right, fair enough.
Well, he signed up for those Snickers commercials.
There you go.
Yeah.
Where he's the clown who can't sing.
Right,
yeah.
Which is great. So, you know, if he can make fun, if he can laugh at himself, more power to him.
All right. Yeah.
All right, Gary, thanks a lot.
Week. Go Brewers.
Yeah, baby.
All right, we'll talk next week.
All right, Gary, talk to you then. Bye-bye. Gary Graff, he's our music guy. You get him every Friday morning around here.